Hello.
Yes.
Hi, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Metro Research. And now we're conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Okay, all of your answers are confidential, will be combined with the answers from everyone who answered the survey. Okay, just for qualification purpose of the survey, what is your zip code?
Go ahead with the survey, 30315.
Okay. All right, sir, now just for qualification purpose, for the survey, what is the year of your birth? 1988, okay, thank you. All right, sir, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree. All right, sir, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your race?
Black.
All right, sir, and from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Say it again?
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that.
Okay, let me see. Pick that one. All right, sir, are you registered to vote in the state of Atlanta, or like many people, are not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. All right, sir, and below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Abortion access, traffic, education, crime, climate change and the environment, inflation and cost of living, public transportation, immigration, racism and discrimination, or is it jobs and the economy?
I would say environment and crime.
Crime and one more. Abortion, access, traffic, education, inflation and cost of living. Public transportation, immigration, racism and discrimination, and jobs and the economy. Public transportation, okay? Thank you. All right, sir, and when thinking about the direction, in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The first one is the city of Atlanta.
Satisfied.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
As the direction is heading?
Yeah, yes, uh-huh.
Very.
Okay, what about the Atlanta region?
Satisfied.
Very satisfied or just somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay, in Georgia as a whole?
Very satisfied.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate you how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of the people or groups, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be the Atlanta Police Department, from 0 to 10.
10 is good, 0 is bad?
Yes, so 0 like very cold and unfavorable, 5 is like neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable.
10.
10, okay. The Atlanta City Council.
Seven.
Okay. Martha buses.
The buses, just the buses.
Martha. They call Martha buses.
Seven.
Seven. Okay. Self-driving cars.
Five.
Five. The Atlanta Beltline.
10.
And Governor Brian Kemp.
Five.
Martha Trains.
Eight.
Mayor Andre Dickens.
Eight.
Okay, electric scooters.
Six.
Six. Uber and Lyft.
Six.
Six. Okay, six. And artificial intelligence companies.
Five. Four. Four. Five.
Four. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. And how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
For me, not a problem at all.
Not a problem. Okay. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Would you say it's excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
I'm going to have to go with fair. The trains are great. They don't go everywhere. The buses, sometimes you don't have enough bus drivers for the route, so they don't run as frequently as they should, but
okay.
It's all right.
So only fair, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it like almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
I haven't used it lately at all, but it's only a few times a year now.
So, okay, so be rarely, right? Or because only have rarely or never?
Yeah, rarely.
Okay. All right, so and how familiar are you with Atlanta's Beltline and its facilities? Very familiar, somewhat
familiar.
Okay.
Very familiar.
And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Few times a month.
A few times a month, okay. All right, sir, based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
I have a positive opinion on it.
Would that be very positive or just somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay. And what is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Walking.
Okay, walking. Walking. Okay, sir, and here are a few statements, okay, for each one. Please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree with the statement, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one said, public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. Would you strongly disagree, neither agree or disagree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Strongly disagree with that statement.
Okay, would that be, what number would you say, from 0 to 10?
1.
1, okay. What about the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse?
Getting worse?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a 1. They're getting better.
Okay. Crime is a serious problem on Martha's and Atlanta's buses.
On the buses? Crime. I give it a 3.
3.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, it's just these stinky people.
Okay. I can easily get to place I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
I'm going to have to go with a 5. I mean, I would say 7. Because
7.
When I want to go to the airport, I want to go to like the stadium, I can get there pretty easy. Yeah.
Okay, what about adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better?
Zero.
Zero? I feel
zero.
Safe riding Martha.
Oh, 8.
8? Okay, and Martha says they working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
No, I don't see no complete. I disagree with that. 2?
A 2. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, which of the following statements do you agree with most? Okay. Statement A says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a, you know, out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out of our micro mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Which statement do you agree with most? A or B?
The second one. B.
B, would that be...
The e-bikes,
somewhat,
the scooters.
Okay. Somewhat a statement B or a strongly statement B?
I think strongly statement B, yeah, because e-bikes is easy to get around on an e-bike. If it's safe, it's easy to get around on an e-bike.
Okay. All right, sir, and I hear some policies that city leaders might consider when, you know, trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that, you know, that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize this problem, this policy, and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy, okay, at all, and do not want to see it implemented. Please use any number from 0 to 10 depending how you feel. Okay, the first one says prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths. Would that be do not prioritize somewhat or strongly prioritize?
Strongly prioritize 10. 10.
Okay.
Please, 10 now.
Okay. Repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
Oh. 10, yeah, because, you know, riding bicycles, it sucks if you hit a pothole.
What about adding more security to Martha's stops?
Security at the stop? Like cameras?
No, it's security. I guess security be like, you know, having, you know, I guess some kind of security there. Might be cameras, but it don't say, just say security.
I'll say a 5 on that. I don't think a four. Think that's going to work.
What about adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods?
That's not really going to change anything.
Okay, adding light rail to the Beltline.
Man, this is controversial right here. You pulling out the doozies right now. I really just think they need to widen the path. I'm going to go with a... I'm going to go neutral. I'm going to go 5. I'm going to go neutral.
5. Okay, what about incentivizing housing development close to public transit?
Yeah, that's going to help. 7.
7, okay. Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
Streetcar. Again, I'm lukewarm on streetcar and street. Yeah, I'm going to go with 5.
5. Okay, adding extra capacity and trains to Martha, making them more frequent and reliable.
8.
8, okay. And adding additional Martha stations around Atlanta.
8.
Right. And the last one says building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
10. Absolutely. 10.
Okay.
It's cheap and it's easy. You can get everywhere. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Easy. Okay. And how familiar are you with Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan? Which will place pedestrian friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar.
Very familiar with it.
And based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I am slightly opposed to it. I think it should stay a walking path. I just think they need to widen.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Ooh, I'm going to go with somewhat opposed. I'm not going to say I'm strongly against it. I'm going to say strongly opposed, though.
Okay.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, somewhat opposed. All right, sir, and as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit would link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, okay, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Damn, man, it's a good idea, but at the same time, it's expensive. I guess it will help. I guess I somewhat approve of that.
I have a strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, and strongly opposed.
Somewhat support.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Now we'd like to ask you, some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Okay. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that that is a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel neither convincing or unconvincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing a statement. You may use any number, okay? The first one says, the Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from, less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplace. Would that be not at all convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing? But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
I'm going to go with 6.
Okay.
Poor folks don't get good jobs.
All right. Atlanta's freeways have some of, the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off of our roadways. Projects like Beltline Transit will help fix our, congestion and make Atlanta a better city. Would you say that's not at all convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing?
Rail on the Beltline for traffic? For traffic. Where the hell are you going on the Beltline for traffic? And the traffic is usually... Again, I'm probably going to go with a 6 on that.
6. Okay, and the last one says, when complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all the Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers. Not at all convincing, neither convincing or not convincing, or very convincing?
I think that's very convincing, because that's what it is. The Beltline itself is a destination. So it just allows people within the neighborhoods to get around the city It's not really a through way.
From
so,
all
that's
the
neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What number would you give it?
I give it about an 8.
8
or 9. Give it a 9. Give it a 9. Give it a 9.
Give it a 9. All right. Give it a 9. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey, okay? And once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Bell Line?
God damn it. Ask me again.
They want to make sure that, you know, either you change your mind or do not change your mind, you know. But they want to make sure you get that part right.
Yeah, yeah. Now you catch me. I could have thought about this a lot longer. Would I take that? I hear the argument, but the money. And to me, I think it would be way easier just to make it wider and let people use scooters. So I'm going to be somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay. All right, sir. And here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Okay, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that it's very concerning. A statement about the Beltline of 5 means that, you know, it's somewhat concerning, and 0 means not concerning at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, at $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost 3, 4, or 5 billion of our tax dollars? Assuming it is over actually completed, we need public transit, you know, that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. Would you say that's not all concerning, somewhat concerning, or very concerning from 0 to 10?
I'm probably going to go with like a 9 on that. That's pretty concerning.
Oh, okay. 9. All right. The Beltline train, you know, is just going to accelerate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. Martha is completely unsafe at the moment, with shooting happenings at Martha stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make, you know, our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use. Not all concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerning?
That's concerning, very concerning.
One number.
I like that statement. That's a nine. That's a good statement.
All right. All right, and the last one said the Beltline, you know, the Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushed along, you know, time black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year the cost of rent goes up as, you know, out-of-town interest pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs would feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. Would you say not all concerning, somewhat concerning, or very concerning?
Not concerning. 2.
One number would, number 2. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. One last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation into the Beltline?
I again want to say I somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose, okay. And okay, sir, now we're almost done with this survey. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? How long have you lived in Atlanta? Would that be less than 1 year? 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 21 years?
Okay, this is a strange question for me because I was born in Atlanta and I've lived all around Atlanta, worked in Atlanta, but actually having an Atlanta address, I've had it at different times in life, so I don't really understand how to answer that question.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, if you lived, you know, in that area, you know, 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5, you can give me any of those answers. that you feel that you lived in Atlanta, you know?
Yeah, I lived in Atlanta a long time. You know what? 21 years, because, again, I was born here, and I've been living here for a long time.
Okay, so 21 and plus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so now, which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual, straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual,
straight.
Or something else? All right.
Straight.
All right, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
All right. All right, so now, are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
All right. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Republican Party or neither?
Neither.
Okay. All right, sir. And which of the following best describes how, you know, your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent, or a student?
Student.
Okay. All right, sir, and last question, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than 25,000, 25 to 35,000, 35 to 45, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, 85,000 to 95,000, 100,000, 100,000 to 250,000.
About 75.
To 84, 75 to 84?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
You too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.